a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
Leading us in prayer today will be Pastor Sarah Goldhammer, and leading us in the pledge will be Paige Ben Guti from Hartford.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, as we gather together, I just give you thanks for those that are gathered here, that they give their time and their energy to make this state a better place. We just ask that you be here with us, that you impart your wisdom, and that we would do your will. In your name we pray. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God,
Clerk will please call the roll.
Representative Bartling, Boland, Kamak, Campbell, Carson, Consett, Craig, Cronin, Dryden, Duvall, Eklund, Erickson, Feichert, Feinstein, Gibson, Greenfield, Don Hager, Jenna Hager, Hayek, Hansen, Hawks, Holly, Heineman, Heinert, Hickey, Hoffman, Unhoff, Johns, Kaiser, Killer, Kirschman, Kopp, Latterell, Vlast, Magstead, May, Mickelson, Miller, Munsterman, Nelson, Nordstrup, Olson, Otten, Parsley, Peterson, Qualm, Rasmussen, Ring, Romkema, Rounds, Rosum, Russell, Schaefer, Shanefish, Shrimp, Sly, Soli, Solem, Stelzer, Steele, Stevens, Tolson, Tyler, Vershiel, Werner, Wester, Wick, Wink, Wismer, and Speaker Gosch. Mr. Speaker, a quorum is present.
Thank you, Chief Clerk. Approval of the journal.
Mr. Speaker, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that the Chief Clerk of the House has had under consideration the House Journal of the fourth day. All errors, typographical or otherwise, are duly marked in the temporary journal for correction, and we hereby move the adoption of the report. Respectfully submitted, Brian G. Gosch, Chair.
Those in favor of approving the journal will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Journal is approved. Reports of standing committees.
The Committee on Health and Human Services respectfully reports that House Bill 1022, 1023, and 1044 do pass and be placed on the consent calendar. Scott Musterman. The Committee on Agriculture and Natural Resources respectfully reports that House Bill 1058 do pass and be placed on the consent calendar. House Bill 1006 do pass as amended. House Bill 1001 do pass it. Amended and be placed on the consent calendar. Charles B. Hoffman, Chair. The Committee on Transportation respectfully reports that House Bill 1040, 1041, 1042, and 1043 do pass. Mike Vergil, Chair.
Consideration of committee reports.
Representative Les moves that the report of the Standing Committee on State Affairs on House Bill 1012 as found on page 56 of the House Journal be adopted.
Those in favor of the Les motion will signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. That motion carries. First reading of House bills.
House Bill 1065, an act to allow student midwives to practice.
We have just three House bills getting their first reading today.
In certain instances.
This will be very quick. Thank you, ladies. Speaker assigns House Bill 1264 to education, House Bill 1265 to health, and House Bill 1066 to taxation. Second reading of House bills.
House Bill 1036, an act to prohibit retention of certain administration costs for untimely 9/11 surcharge remittances.
House Bill 1036, having had its second reading, is up for consideration and final passage. Are there any remarks? Representative Wink.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. House Bill 1036 is brought to us by the Department of Public Safety through the State Affairs Committee. And sometimes we are asked to revisit legislation that was passed in previous sessions and so on, and that's what the situation is here with 1036. If you'll recall, those that were here last year, we passed Senate Bill 174, which increased the surcharge fee for 911 service from 75 cents to $1.25 to help with the increased cost of enhanced 911 service with cell phones and to help some of the answering points in rural areas remain open. In that legislation, there's an administration fee paid to service providers such as cell phones, companies, retailers that sell the cell phone cards, and they get a fee, an administration fee of either 2% or $25, whichever is more. But in that legislation, it said that they should remit their surcharge receipts in a timely manner. And a timely manner is sort of an ambiguous term, and so we've had a situation since July 1st where several of them have not remitted in a timely manner. In fact, there were 126 situations where they have not turned in their surcharge fees in a timely manner. And so this addresses that situation. This basically says that if you do not turn it in, that you will not be able to keep your administration fee, your 2% or your $25. And it also has, it lists statutes where in a timely manner is defined to where it's, I think, the due date for some of these receipts are the 23rd of each month. You've got 30 days to turn that in, and then after 60 days, you're delinquent. So it just basically defines the situation more and keeps the service providers so that if they do not turn it in within the required amount of time, they lose their service, their administration fee. So I'd be happy to try and answer any questions if you have any. It's just basically a cleanup bill from last year.
Thank you, Representative. Any further remarks? Seeing no further remarks, we'll proceed to the vote. This will be a two-thirds vote since it has a net effect of more money to a continuously appropriated fund. Those in favor will vote yea. Those opposed, nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine and the member shall proceed to vote.
Representative Solem. Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
Clerk will please display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were 70 yeas.
Chief Clerk, we're off to a good start. The House Bill 1036, having received a two-thirds vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Are there any questions on the title? Seeing none, title is deemed correct.
House Bill 1063, an act to repeal certain outdated and obsolete provisions regarding the Bureau of Information and Telecommunications.
House Bill 1063, having had its second reading, is up for consideration and final passage. Are there any remarks? Representative Nordstrom.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and members of the House. House Bill 1063 comes out of the governor's initiative to reduce red tape in state government, and the Bureau of Information and Telecommunications, or BIT, has identified obsolete and outdated laws to be repealed. There's three sections. One of them is talking about developing a five-year plan and for the DDN network, and then Section 2 of makes it enter into contracts for lease or purchase. That's covered in some other areas of statute. And then also repeals a section authorizing the Bureau to enter into an agreement to purchase a central processing unit, which almost everything we buy now has a CPU in it. So they just don't think these sections are needed. So ask for favorable support and vote yes.
Could everybody hear that? Thank you. I'm not sure where that noise was coming from. Any further remarks? Representative Latterell.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, members of the House. Just had a question for the sponsor of the bill.
State your question, please.
On line, starting on line 10 of the House, the second portion, the bill is removing the requirement for contracts not to exceed 5 years. Is that correct?
Representative Norstrup, would you like to answer that question?
Yes, that's correct. Thank you.
Follow up, Mr. Speaker.
Go ahead. State your question.
Is this requirement not to exceed 5 years covered in other areas, or is this an unnecessary section?
Representative Norstrup, would you like to answer that question?
Sure. It's not needed anymore because the DDN network used to be reporting to or administered by the executive board, appointed by the governor. Well, now it's under BIT, so they would be doing a report to themselves, basically.
Representative Latterell, you still have the floor.
Thank you. That's all.
Any further remarks? Seeing no further remarks, question before the House is final passage of House Bill 1063. Those in favor will vote yea, those opposed nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine and the member shall proceed to vote.
Representative Craig. Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
Clerk will please display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were 68 yeas, 2 nays.
House Bill 1063, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Are there any questions on the title? Seeing none, title is deemed correct.
House Bill 1008, an act to codify legislation enacted in 2012.
House Bill 1008, having had its second read, is up for consideration and final passage. Are there any remarks? Representative Erickson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members of the body, this law basically is just an annual bill. It comes up every year. What it does is it takes secession laws that were from last year and puts them into South Dakota codified law. We need to do this each year so that we can print going forward.
Thank you, Representative. Any further remarks? Seeing no further remarks, question before the House, final passage of House Bill 1008. Those in favor will vote yea, those opposed nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine and the members shall proceed to vote. Representative Solem.
Personal privilege.
Granted.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen, with us today is a former representative. He was here for the last couple of years. Please help me welcome Bob Dielstra.
Welcome, Representative Dielstra.
Representative Miller. Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
Clerk will please display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were 70 yeas.
House Bill 1008, having received a majority of the vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Are there any questions on the title? Seeing none, title is deemed correct.
House Bill 1009, an act to correct an error in the recreational vehicle title statute.
House Bill 1009, having had its second reading, is up for consideration and final passage. Are there any remarks?
Mr. Speaker.
Representative Stevens.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and members of the House. This bill, 1009, is meant to correct an error that occurred in 2003, which was just recently brought to the attention of the Code Counsel, Mr. Decker. And unfortunately, this statute has been worked on a couple of different times, once by this body as well as the executive branch. And so, according to Mr. Decker, he feels that the best way to fix this problem would be to buy through this bill. Specifically, from a legislative history, in 2003, the legislature passed Senate Bill 115 and Section 1 of the bill, which created Section 32.365. The LRC enrolled the House and Gross version of the bill, filed it with the Secretary of State, published it, and it wasn't until later that we learned that the publisher used the House Transportation Committee and Gross version of the bill to create the pocket part and not the House and Gross version, which was actually passed by the legislature. And so this bill really puts everything back the way it should have been in 2003.
Thank you, Representative. Any further remarks? Seeing none, question before the House is final passage of House Bill 1009. Those in favor will vote yea. Those opposed, nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine and the member shall proceed to vote.
Representative. Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
Clerk will please display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were 69 yeas, one nay.
House Bill 1009, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Are there any questions on the title? Seeing none, title is deemed correct. Announcements. Representative Greenfield.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Normally, I wouldn't make this announcement 2 days in advance. However, one of the bills that received first reading today will be calendared for hearing in committee on Thursday already. That's House Bill 1066. It will be taken up in tax at 8:30 on Thursday. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative. Any further announcements? Representative Solem.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. House Commerce will have our meeting at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. We're going to have a briefing by the South Dakota Department of Labor. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative. Any further announcements? Representative Munsterman.
We'll have a WIP group meeting just in room 464 for my WIP group immediately following session.
Thank you. Any further announcements?
Speaker.
Representative Consen.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. My WIP group meeting will be meeting in 4:13, 10 minutes after we gavel down.
Further announcements? Representative Ramkuma.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Appropriator standby. We're going to meet sometime between 20 minutes and an hour after session's over, and then tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. we'll be hearing from a couple of different groups, United Judicial Services and Department of Justice.
Thank you. Any further announcements? Representative Sly.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I have actually three. Can we handle three all at once?
You bet.
Okay. WIP group for Sly WIP group in room 499 right after session. Education committee meeting will meet tomorrow morning at 7:45. And the third thing is that after session tomorrow on Wednesday, there will be a meeting on state aid. And that can be helpful for everybody because we'll be making decisions about that. And the Department of Education will be putting that on in room 414 tomorrow. I'll remind.
414 tomorrow at what time?
Right after session.
Right after session. Okay.
Thank you.
Further announcements? Representative Hansen.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. House Judiciary will meet tomorrow, Wednesday, 10 o'clock in room 413. My WIP group will meet immediately following session in room 412.
Thank you, Representative. Further announcements? Representative Olson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Catacombs Caucus meets tomorrow morning at 7 o'clock in the Governor's Large Conference Room. We'd sure appreciate seeing a lot of you there. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative. Any further announcements? Representative Steele.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. House Retirement Law is going to have a joint meeting, which will meet in 412. The governor is meeting over at the Senate So we've gotten delayed somewhat. We were supposed to meet at 3 o'clock. It's going to start about 3:30, 3:35, right in there. Thank you.
Thank you. Any further announcements? Representative Olson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Our leader suggested that maybe I should explain to some of the new people what Catacombs Caucus is. It's a Bible study and devotional group that we get together at 7 o'clock every Wednesday morning, solve the world's problems, pray for anybody that needs it, and you'll enjoy it if you show up.
Thank you.
And for those of you that have committees early, we'll excuse you.
Any further announcements? Seeing none, Representative Steele. Those in favor of adjournment will signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. We are adjourned.